So the shmooz on those last pasuk of the parsha. Lo zocher sir amashkim es Yosef vayishkachehu. And the sir amashkim did not remember Yosef vayishkachehu, and he forgot him. I'm pretty sure the big tumult here is the double lashon. If he didn't remember, the Sar Mashkin didn't remember Yosef, what's Pshat Vayishkacheyu? It's a double Lashon, so that's what they're causing the noise here in the Medrash. So, just want to go through the first part of the Medrash, the first Pshat, and the Mar Makomos that were on the first Pshat, Rashi, Matnas Kuna, Yifei Toar, and then we'll do the second shot, the rest of the Medrash, with the Eitz Yosef and the Anaf Yosef. It would have been good had I organized that earlier, but you could have figured it out yourself, but I myself didn't have it. I just knew there were a lot of Mar Makomos, but they're the first shot and the second shot. So, okay. Lo zocher sar mashkim. Kol yom ha yamas netnom. The whole day he was, sar mashkim was making tenoyim. Umalach ba v'hofka. The malach was undoing them. B'koshik shor malach ba matiran. And he was making ties, and the malach also was untying. Amala kodesh baruch hu. So the kodesh baruch hu tells the Sarmashkim at shochol ani lo ashkachehu. You forgot Yosef, and I will not forget him. Hadu d'ksev lo zacher sarmashkim. That's why it says lo zacher sarmashkim. Okay, Rashi says v'chol yom hayamasatam shahaya omer kach v'kachesa. This is what I'm going to do. V'koshik sharem k'deshiyei tarid. So he should be busy. Shlo lahaskir es Yosef. They shouldn't remember Yosef. Matnas Kuna, Masna Tarm, Sar Mashkin, Masna Lav Tnom B'Chotzer. He was literally making conditions in the Chotzer Melech, the Kosher Lav, and tying, they show Yetz Mishal. He was literally tying up knots. He was tying these strings. Shay Mishari, he was afraid, the Sar Mashkin was, Shelo yaviro amelech mial kano v'yamad Yosef taktav. He's going to kick him out from his position and install Yosef. The raya lezeh, there's a raya from Medrash later. V'amalech haya mahapech nav. He was reversing all the conditions. U'matik sharav, and he was undoing the tie. Shelo hayu dvarav d'shmoim, that his word should not be heard, but didn't help him. That's the Sar Mashkim. Okay. That's the Yifritar. I didn't get 100% what was going on there, but I did find out from that Matnas Kuna that the Sar Mashkim was threatened by Yosef. So he was trying to do more than, he didn't just stop, forget about him. He was going out of his way to make sure Yosef would not be able to ascend further. Okay, the Yifei Torah, though, not the Pshat we're working, I'm going to be working with. Yifei Torah says, "Matzasti b'shem Rashi, v'zel l'shono mas natarm shoya omer kach v'kach esa, v'koshik sharem k'day shiya torah shol haskes Yosef." As we just said that, those Pshatim according to Rashi, Yifei Torah says, "V'rochaku Sheyetsu pi Rashi zal." Can't say that Rashi, who says such a pshat like this, kim chafetz lo laskiro, if he really didn't want to remember Yosef, loma yamal od l'shacho. Why did he toil further to forget him? Why would he be going out of his way to forget Esmativa, people that helped him? Yosef's trying to help him. Why would he be doing that? Makes no sense. Aval pshat hadvarim hu lehepech. Pshat is the opposite. That's the opposite. This is how I thought the pshat was in the Medrash. Because he was making Tnoim lahaskis Yosef. He was making Tnoim to remember Yosef. Miyad. He was making ties, tie around his finger, all these different simonim. They should bedafka remember Yosef. Vamalach hitiran, and the malach untied them. They shimoshech hazman oshnasayim yamim. Oshnasayim yamim probably means 2 more years. So the scene is just so gevaldic. Here, the Yisar Mashkim is going out of his way. You know, it's like almost like a cartoon, and he has bows around each of his fingers, and he's going to remember that, to remind himself that Yosef is, you know, in the prison. He's going to remember him to the king, and the Malach is pulling them out. And the conventional wisdom shot is that Yosef was, because he asked the Sarah Mashkim, he was punished 2 years. According to this shot, there's a medrash which is not on the sheet, the beginning of Miketz, which is only the next pasuk, so it's not so terrible. But the beginning of Miketz, the medrash says that in Echonami, the reason why this was undone, all these reminders by the Sarah Mashkim were undone, was because as soon as he interpreted the dream, the next second Yosef was going to be installed as the viceroy of Mitzrayim. And they wanted to make it that he would go straight up to the throne. It was helping Yosef to delay it. Because now he's just going to get out of prison. But he has the opportunity to go become the viceroy of Mitzrayim. So this was actually a help for Yosef. It's just like a deher. You know, we think that if we forget something, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot to bring my thing, I forgot to do this. Things that happen, we're so quick to think that we messed up. But here, you see a clear example. It's like Ashkocha Pratis. Even forgetting something is not a forgetting. There's a whole mahalach that we're just not aware of. If you saw this Chafetz Chaim, you know, it's the Chafetz Chaim ala Siddur. Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. So I rejoiced Hashem ki dilisani, for the Chafetz Chaim darshins from the Lashon Dal. He made me poor. Chafetz Chaim says, ki yesh lepamim she nigzar al adam she yamus b'cheto. Could happen, really, al pidin. A person does a chet, it's supposed to be chayiv misa. So sometimes the Midas Adin comes in, and it's supposed to be Nigzar that the person, Nebuch, Rachman Aslan, should be Chayv Misa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barachem of Hamarubim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his tremendous compassion, Mischasid Imo, does the greatest chesed for us. What does he do? Umachlif es Hamavis La'anias. He turns around and he switches Mavis for Anias. Mitaris Ani Chashav Kames. What person's like a dead person? Okay? So sometimes you just lose a $10 bill. Next time that happens, Yimamish Aromimcha Hashem Kidisani. That's the pasuk we say. You lose a $10 bill, Aromimcha Hashem Kidisani. It's Gavaldic. You just lost so much money in the stock market. Aramimcha Hashem kidilisani. Because Ribbono Shalom is counting that, perhaps, possibly, as an ani chashav kames. And it's the greatest chesed. Aramimcha Hashem. That's pshat in the pasuk. Kolomar, shetilachtani mimavis. He saved me from mavis when asisi ani. I was made into an ani. Vosi machta oivali. And he did not allow my enemies to get the best of me. Hema satan malach hamavis. So just like sort of this occurred to me by this, here you have the Saramashkim's trying to remember Yosef. He's doing everything he can. And maybe Yosef is chagrined. We didn't remember him, but it's all as a chesed to Yosef, just a nice teher to realize that all these things are going on. Okay, let's go into the main event. Okay, Dover Acher. Saramashkim Shechacha Vani Lo Ashkechacha. The Saramashkim forgot you, but I didn't forget you. So what does that mean? I must have looked at this 100 times till I figured out what was going on between the first shot and the second shot. It's not fair that you only had 10 minutes to look at this. I apologize. But the Eitz Yosef says, Saramashkim Shechacha, Return Lomar, Shoyezet Tochachas Musar Lenocha Klape Yosef. The first shot is that the Rebbeinu Shlom's talking to the Saramashkim. The second shot is that he's talking to Yosef. This is a Musar Rebbeinu Shlom is giving to Yosef. Shlohayelo liftoach b'saramashkin. You shouldn't have been betuach in the saramashkin. Ugit lamon. Vav ki Yosef rotzel akariva dover lateva. Even though Yosef wanted to make this a little bit al piderach hateva, not rely 100%, but to do some level of ishtadlis, Yosef is trying. Mikol makom, nevertheless, shogag b'zeh. Yosef was at fault. Ki ashkochas Hashem al tzadikim hu chutz l'teva. Because the ashkocha on tzadikim is outside of teva. Kol atzlachosam bo l'achar ayish b'teva. All their success takes place after yish b'teva. And that's why it says, v'alzeh amru mihayi v'chakel Avram, mi v'chakel Yaakov, l'horos, to teach us, shekulam nifkadu b'tshua l'achar ayish, that all of them were remembered her to be saved after Yish B'teva Lefarsim Hashkochas Hashem, to Lefarsim the providence of Hashem B'derech Nifla. So what does the Medrash say? So the Medrash says, again, Dover Acher Sarah Mashkim Shchechacha Vani Lo Ashkochacha Mi Hayom Mechakel Avram. Who would have expected Avram Vesara Shezakenim? They were old. Shivoli Lehem Ben. Mimachakli Yaakov, who would have expected Yaakov Shaver, Bamakla Yarden, Shifas for Yashir, he's going to go across the Yarden and become rich. Miha Machakli Yosef, who would have expected Yosef, Shaver, love, Kalatzeros, Elosh, Yah Melech, who would have thought he would have overcome all of these oppressions and become the king? Miha Machakli Moshe, who would have expected Moshe, Shahushal Klayar, Shia Kamon Shania, that would he become the leader? Mimachaka Larus, Shaitza Gera, she was a Giyore, Shechazel Machas Yisrael, she brought back the kingdom of Klai Yisrael, Mimachaka LaDavid, who would have thought David, she had Melech HaTzov Kol HaDoros, David's personality at first, wouldn't have thought he would have been the Gov David HaMelech, Mimachaka LaYachin, she yates in Beis Asura, Mimachaka LaChanim Yishon LaZariah, she yates in Toch HaEsh, Mimachaka Yisrael, Bimei Haman, she had seen Makadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh they could be saved. Mimachak Legolius, I'm sorry, Legolios. She yiyu l'shem l'sila. Mimachak l'subas David l'sukas David hanofalas. She yikimena Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu will, sustain us. Shenemar bayomahu akim l'sukas David. She kol olam aguda achas. That the whole Klai Yisrael will all be together. So. We see from the Eitz Yosef that this is part of the Musar to Yosef. You know, originally I thought this is it's a nice, beautiful drasha here, not a chizuk, looking back into Klai Yisrael. But what does that have to do with this business with the Saramashkim? Saramashkim Shechacha. The Saramashkim forgot you, but I will not forget you. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful, very, very, you know, inspiring. But what the shachas here? What's it doing here? And the Etz Yosef seems to say that this is part of the speech. This is the part of the speech to Yosef, to be mechazik Yosef. And if you look the Anaf Yosef, he goes to the Kolhani the Chashiv Lo Dai Shenifkdu be Yeshua Lachar Yish. It's not just that they were saved after they gave up. They not only were they saved, but they ended up better than before. All of them. They became better. Bokidyan Avram, not only was that he was remembered, Zeknuso, he had a baby when he was old, after he gave up from having a son, but he also, the son turned into be Yitzchak, and he became a Goy Gadol. So Yaakov and Yosef, Moshe, and became the Rabbeinu, and Rus took over the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. But Yonah and Chizkiah, no. That's not mentioned here. They were saved after the Miyayish. But they didn't become great after that. So that means, this is a shmooze for Yosef HaTzadik over here. Yosef HaTzadik who overcame everything. And his last vestige of some hishtadlis was he's being, you know, you'd think like he's down, Yosef. He's giving a little chizik. So if Yosef needs a little chizik, why don't he open up Becholvas Alvavas, learn Shar Bitachon, and he'll have Shar Bitachon. Yosef will be inspired that he has to have Bitachon Bashem. If the issue here is that he should have had more Bitachon Bashem, so I would have been very inspired. If with me, I would get inspired. Tell me the story of Yonah. You know, Yonah went through, and look, Hashem still saved him. It's gewaldic. But it seems that wouldn't have worked. That wouldn't have been enough for Yosef. He needs to bedafka zero in on the Musab Bispilus, exactly the exact situation I'm in. Because Yosef knows the dreams of his brothers and of his father. And he knows he's on the Madriga to know that they're going to come true. But here he is sitting in the prison. And the Musab Bispilus that he has to have is the Musab Bispilus for the complete. Just the Ani Mamans aren't going to work. The Chovas of Avos isn't going to work. For Yosef HaTzadik, that Musab won't work. It's not going to connect with him. We have to shots up. Sometimes it shots up the problem, exactly. And the Musab Bispilus that Yosef needs is exactly these nine cases. If the Musab Bispilus would have been for Yonah, they would have gone through that Musab Sefer wouldn't work for him. So Reuven can't do Musab Bispilus for Shimon. And very often, you know, Reuven can't even say a shmooze for Shimon. Right? I'm saying a shmooze, but I know. The shmooze for Reuven has to be by Reuven. Reuven has to say a shmooze for Reuven. Shimon has to say a shmooze for Shimon. Here, Yosef HaTzadik, it's Yosef HaTzadik. He made a slight error. Shouldn't have been any kind of. He was just trying to rely on some teva, a little hishtadlus. Wasn't much. Just remember me, a little much, not too much. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remember you, and he has to go through all these cases. And if he would have been off by one case, what would be so terrible if you would have had to mention Yonah? That wouldn't work. That's not listed here. It's out. And just Shar Bitachon, out. It's not here. You go through this whole medrash. It's a long piece. It's very inspiring. But what's it doing here? Because Yosef needs this specific Musab Bispilus, this specific one. That Acher HaYish, when all these, Avraham Avinu, he was already 100 years old, 99 years old, and didn't have any children, And Hashem made avtacha to him. He's going to have children. He's going to look like gadol. He's going to have, you know, grandchildren. It's going to be gavaldik. And he's almost 100 years old. He has nothing. But it's going to turn not only you can have the Yeshua, not only be saved, but it's going to be gavaldik. It's going to be more than saved. It's going to be the best. It's going to be the biggest chasana. It's going to be gavaldik. It's going to be dancing, celebration. That has to be, even Yosef HaTzadik needs to have that. Even Yosef HaTzadik, for him to have a Chavos Avavos, for him to learn Sefer Yonah, which we would think that's enough. Yeah, Sefer Yonah, you know what he went through? He was almost dead, and he was gone at the last second. He davened, and Hashem helped him. No, even that's not going to be enough. This is not going to give the Hispilus that Yosef needs. So this is very important that the Musar that we learn, when we do our own Musar Bespilus, we can contour the lessons that we have to see for ourselves, the Derech Hushi. The Musar Bespilus has to be a Tzir Hushi, has to be an exact Tzir for what we need to be able to deherit and to work on it, to imbibe it, to become part of us. That type of Musar, that could help. But if anything else is not going to hit the spot. Because if it would hit the spot, then we don't need all these cases, and it could be a little bit off. Sefer Yonah to me would be very inspiring. Every time the Yonah, it's one of the most inspiring of you. Read on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, that's what we read to give us chizuk. And then it's not going to, but the Yosef of the time is not going to work. Not in this situation. So Bez Hashem, the two points from the first shmooze that even the little things that happen, you forgot something, there's a hashkacha pratis, we lose something, just don't get too upset. Aramim Hashem kidili sani, that there's a hashkacha on it. But even this here, the second part, the second shmooze, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking specifically to Yosef, that he was shogag, he did a little bit more shtadlus than he should, but he's down because the musa that Yosef has to be specific, tzir chushi, and that's the one that will give Yosef the shtadlus that he needs.
Are you saying the first point is shmooze or is it the hair? It just doesn't seem to finish.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Is that what he's saying? It's not going to show.
I'm not sure.